Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today we're going to discuss Jonah and the big fish. Jonah was a prophet. One day, God told him to go to Nineveh, many, many miles away, and tell the people there that unless they turned from their wicked ways, God would destroy their very fine city. Now, Jonah did not want to go and warn the people of Nineveh. He thought they deserved to be punished. So instead of doing as God had told him, Jonah boarded a ship heading the opposite direction to Nineveh. A dreadful storm blew in from nowhere. The winds howled and the waves towered over the ship. Jonah knew that it was all because of him. He had made God angry for not listening. So he told the terrified sailors to cast him overboard, and reluctantly, they lowered him over the side. Instantly, the sea became calm. The amazed sailors began to pray to God with all of their hearts, realizing now that he was the one true God. But what about Jonah? He sank swiftly to the bottom of the sea. We will be right back after these messages. Welcome back. So Jonah thought he was going to die after being thrown over the ship after the huge storm. But before he could take his last breath, God sent an enormous giant fish that swallowed Jonah whole. And there inside the fish, Jonah could breathe, and again, he was safe. For 3 days and nights, Jonah sat there inside the belly of the fish thinking about what he had done. He had plenty of time to feel sorry for having disobeyed God. He prayed to God, thanking him for his grace and saving him, and telling him that he knew he had done something wrong and how sorry he was. Then God commanded the fish to spit Jonah up safe and sound onto dry land. And when God once again came to him and asked him to take this message to Nineveh, Jonah was now ready to do so, as he was been told.